Welcome back into prime time here on 104.5 The Zone. I'm your host, Chad Withrow. Big thanks to everyone who took part in our college football discussion this evening. I love talking about winners, and I love talking to successful people here on this show. And whenever we get a chance to do that, we jump at the opportunity. That's why I've invited Ronnie Woodard to come onto the show tonight. She has just successfully led the under-18 team with Tennessee Soccer Club to a national championship here very recently, and that is no small feat, any national title, especially when it's coming right here from the mid-state. So we've got Ronnie Woodard on with us right now. Coach Woodard, congratulations on what was an incredible accomplishment.
Oh, thanks so much. It's been an amazing journey for the girls and myself and the club.
Take us through kind of the process to get to the point of winning a national championship. Were there qualifying tournaments? Is this an invitational? How do you even get to that level to compete for a national title in club soccer?
Well, it starts on the state level. So we have what's called a Tennessee State Soccer State Champion. And so we compete against all the other clubs in our age group in the state. And then they name one winner. And then after they name a winner in the state championship, they then go to a regional championship, which is all of the teams in the Southeast region. States basically from North Carolina to Florida, all the way west to Texas. Each state is represented in each age group. And then when you win that tournament, you get invited into the national tournament. And then by winning the national tournament, you're the national champion. That's the pinnacle of the many steps to get there.
And we're talking to the national champion, Ronnie Woodard, the head coach of the Tennessee Soccer Club, under-18 national champions, a great accomplishment. And, you know, when I think about great areas for soccer players, Tennessee doesn't immediately jump to the top of the list. I think about Texas or California or Florida, some of the states that you just mentioned. How much is Tennessee improving in terms of talent? Because, obviously, this is a good sign.
Oh, absolutely. And you've done your homework on women's soccer. That's very impressive. Yeah, there are pockets of women's soccer that's super successful across the country, and Tennessee has not been one. I will say that we have had many very, very good players that's come out of especially the Middle Tennessee area and have gone on to successful collegiate careers. We've had national team players, and we've had a lot of success. But this is the first national championship that Tennessee has managed to put together. And so I think that soccer is growing like crazy, and I think especially on the women's side, and I'm so fortunate to be part of it, but there's a lot of respect out there for Tennessee youth soccer these days, and it's evident. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but our under-14 girls team lost in the semifinals at the national championship at the same tournament we were in, so we actually had two teams represented at the event.
Yeah, and a good buddy of mine I grew up with in Mount Juliet, Jim Brown, I know is a coach in your system with Tennessee Soccer Club. How important is that to kind of cultivate young ladies out there playing soccer at a young age, maybe in a similar system, so as they grow up, they're playing with some of the same players, playing in the same system, so by the time they get to be on the 18 and under team, they have a shot at a national title?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we start as young as 6 years old in our system, and we call them the academy, and we start with the very beginning basics of technique and really fun. And so we rely heavily on our younger players and our coaches at that age group to engage those players and challenge them and to help create a great foundation for all of us that coach the older teams to build upon.
Talking with Ronnie Woodard, the head coach of the under-18 girls national champions with Tennessee Soccer Club. A lot of people think about basketball recruiting and how it's all kind of gone to AAU in the spring and summer circuit. Is that the same thing that we're seeing right now with club soccer? Is school soccer maybe less important because all of the really good players that are going and getting Division I college scholarships are playing on club teams already, and it's easier to go recruit a bunch of girls at one tournament for a club soccer tournament as opposed to a high school team?
Yeah, you know, it's easier for the college coaches to see them in one concentrated environment, which is at the various tournaments. However, my experience since I've been in the Middle Tennessee area is college coaches want to see them outside of their comfort zone there too. They want to see them play a different role. They want to see them play a different part. They want to see their leadership ability within their high school teams. And I think the consensus with all of the college coaches these days is, you know, don't leave a rock unturned. They're looking for talent, and everyone's looking for that undiscovered superstar. And so whether it's going to be through the Olympic Development Program or whether it's going to be through the club program or whether it's going to be even through the high school program, I think there's a place for everyone to be seen and recruited.
You know, we talked about the growth of talent in the area, Ronnie, but on top of that, what about the growth of interest in soccer? I've seen a lot of parents who maybe didn't play the sport growing up, but they have kids playing the game. Suddenly, they're into the World Cup, or they're watching the Euro finals, or they've got their favorite team also because their children love soccer so much. Have you seen that sort of ancillary effect as far as interest in soccer as you've been coaching in the area?
Oh, absolutely. The World Cup, the addition of our USL teams in town, and then now we've got the Olympics that are going to be kicking off this week. I think every, you know, young child that's playing a team sport wants to have something to aspire to be. And I think parents enjoy the opportunity that they can learn team environment and still focus on individual skills. And at a young age, you know, you can learn how to kick a soccer ball. You know, the nets aren't too high. The goals are small. The balls are small. And it's made for younger kids and to improve their agility and their eye-hand.
Ronnie Woodard, the head coach of the National Champion Tennessee Soccer Club under 18 girls team. So what are the chances of a repeat? What kind of talent do you have coming through the ranks in the club for next year?
Well, you know, my girls all went to college. It was amazing. We won a national championship on Sunday in
That's
Dallas,
awesome.
And we all got on different planes, and they headed off to their individual preseasons because women's college preseason started today and yesterday and throughout this week. And so there was no rest for those weary. You know, we'd like to say we'd come back and have an under-19 team next year, and that's our goal at this point. But we'll see how their college experience goes and if we can get the band back together, so to say, to go after another championship. But our younger teams in the club are incredibly talented, and I'll be working with our under-16 girls next year. And they're a great group of girls. And, you know, the ultimate goal is to always achieve the national championship. And It takes a lot of sacrifice and commitment to get to that point, and I'm thrilled that our younger girls can learn and maybe be empowered by the older girls that have just set this new standard for Tennessee.
Obviously, it's great to win a national title, but how cool is it that all of the players on your team are going to play college soccer right after they win the national championship? How cool is it as a coach for you to see that happening and young girls achieving their goals?
Oh, I'm so proud. One of the things that I really love is just empowering these young women to own being strong and to be athletic. And I think that sports help them grow more confident in themselves. And I love being part of that process and that journey. So sending these girls off to college and to watch them experience a whole new world of soccer and a new level with new friends and new players and new coaches is so exciting to me, and I feel like our fairy tale journey ended the only way that it would have been fantastic, and that was winning the national championship.
Ronnie Woodard is the head coach of the under 18 girls national champions in soccer, Tennessee Soccer Club. A great accomplishment, and we appreciate her taking the time to join us. We're out of time for prime time, but stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Michaels and Mueller. You're going to want to hear it. You're listening to 104.5 The Zone.